This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the Namibian Parliament, Mr. Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. He said India is deeply concerned about the global south and believes in growing together with the world, not just individually. Mr. Modi added that the true value of the India-Africa partnership lies in shared growth and shared purpose. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that India will continue to invest in building local skills, creating local jobs, and encouraging local innovation in Africa.
Our goal is to build together, not to take, but to grow together. Our development partnership in Africa is worth over $12 billion. But its real value is in shared growth and shared purpose. We continue to build local skills, create local jobs, and support local innovation. We believe that Africa must not be just a source of raw materials. Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil, and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOU in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on the launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI, and Global Biofuel Alliance. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting in Ranchi today. The meeting will be attended by 70 delegates from four eastern states, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji, Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Minister Mukesh Mahalingam will represent Odisha, Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will represent Bihar, and West Bengal will be represented by Minister Chandrika Bhattacharya in the meeting. Hemant Soren, Chief Minister of Jharkhand, along with Chief Secretary, Home Secretary, DGP and other officials will represent Jharkhand. More from our correspondent.
The agenda includes discussion on pending interstate issues among Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal and a review of progress on decisions taken in previous council meetings. More than 20 agendas have been prepared by the state government, which includes the demand of pending dues of ₹136 lakh crore from centre. Jharkhand government will also seek restoration of security-related expenditure funding in 14 districts that were earlier classified as left-wing extremism affected but have since been removed from the list, leading to discontinuation of SRE support. The issues of sharing of asset and liabilities with Bihar and water sharing with West Bengal are also likely to be discussed in the meeting. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early yesterday, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. In archery, India guaranteed at least one medal as the women's compound team advanced to the final of the Madrid Archery World Cup Stage 4 in Spain. The Indian trio of Jyoti Surekha Venam, Prithika Pradeep and Praneet Kaur edged past Indonesia 230-26. In cricket, India women's team defeated host England by 6 wickets in 40-20 international at Emirates Old Trafford to seal the 5-match series 3-1 last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.